I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Fakes the handoff, fakes the throw, comes back. Wide open in the end zone is Mac Hollins for a 2-yard touchdown reception. The former Dolphin across the back of the end zone as the Bills give the Dolphins a taste of their own medicine with some misdirection.
Chris Brown on the call. We'll talk to him coming up at 8:30. Highlights of the game brought to you by Northland Workforce Training Center. Train for what's next. Let's get you some Skyworks stats of the game, brought to you by Skyworks Equipment Rental, building America from the ground up. The Bills, of course, move to 7-2. Miami is 2-6. The Bills also 4-0 at home.
Yeah.
So they'll bring an unbeaten home record into the Kansas City game and maybe the San Francisco game after that. Stats on the day, though, Josh Allen had another day. I don't know if there's AFC Offensive Player of the Week in here anywhere. He had 3 touchdowns and 235 yards. Cook, 44 on the ground. Ray Davis, 70 yards receiving and a touchdown. He had that big play down the sideline. The Dolphins had more total yards in this game. Each team turned it over once.
They had the ball longer, too.
Yeah. By about 2 minutes, yeah. 31-53 to 28-07, yeah. So 3-4 minutes there. First downs, even. Penalties, more on Miami. There were 8-57. Red zone, 3-4 for Miami. 2-5 for the Bills. Part of their problem and why this game was close. Each quarterback got sacked one time. Dolphins, 7.7 yards per pass, which is one of their better outings against the Sean McDermott defense.
So, yeah.
There you go.
Some numbers on the field goal. Tyler Bass, 61 yards, was the longest of his career. He had one other 61-yard attempt in his career in the COVID year against Seattle. End of that half, he had a 61-yard attempt and missed it. His career from 55-plus, he is 5 of 8,
yeah,
including a 58-yarder he made. He made a 57-yarder, 56-yarder a couple of years ago. And for Bills history, there were 3 field goal attempts longer in Bills history, but that's it. Steve Christie has the record. He attempted a 65-yarder in 97 and missed. Steven Hauschka attempted a 62-yard field goal. And then Ryan Lindell kicked a 63-yarder, which to me is nuts that anyone thought Ryan Lindell could kick a football 63 yards.
803-0550. One last thing on Bass. So I got to make a Top Gun reference for this. If you've seen Top Gun, you've seen Top Gun?
Yes.
So Top Gun, Maverick is flying, and It's not when he has Goose with him. Must be when he has Merlin, right? Who steps in for Goose? Spoiler alert when Goose.
Okay.
Anyway, Maverick goes to his patented trick where he brings him in closer and hits the brakes and he flies. He'll fly right by. When he does that, he says, "I'm going to bring him in closer." Merlin says, "You're going to do what?" That was my reaction when Bass went out for the 61-yarder. Oh, they're going to send out Tyler Bass. You're going to do what?
You didn't think they were going to do it?
No.
I'm
not mad that they did. I thought they had to get to about the 35, and that's a 50-plus, and that's where you're saying, like, all right, fingers crossed, Tyler Bass. But 61,
yeah.
Like, listen, he's been a good kicker. He has not been one that has been consistent from distance, and he's not really thought of as a weapon. Some of these guys, like Younghoo Koo, once he lines up for 61, leave the stadium. Game's over. That's going through the uprights.
Right.
So
the Cowboys kicker, he's another one.
Yeah, some of these guys are so good. Kickers are so good lately, and Bass has felt like he's not exactly a weapon in the same way, but good for him. You know, full marks to him for that. All right, 803-0550. It's a victory Monday, and the Chiefs play tonight. Listen, let's go Baker. Beat the Chiefs.
He's got a job in front of him. He's
throwing
the ball to who? Like
Sterling Shepard and...
If he can pull that.
Jalen McMillan. It's a Cade Otton game. If Baker can find a way to go in and beat the Chiefs, then the week after, is a game for the one seed spot. That's it. They need to lose one time.
Baker's one to get motivated too, isn't he? Is this a revenge game of sorts for him? Was his starter. Wasn't he a backup to Mahomes in college?
Maybe. Every game's a revenge game for Baker. Every game.
Yeah.
I love Baker.
He was. Texas Tech.
There you go. Paul in Buffalo. Yeah. Hey, Paul. Good morning.
Guys, you know, everybody has a favorite flavor of ice cream, and surely this game yesterday was a beautiful dish of chocolate ice cream with whipped cream on top for me. Hank Stram would call it matriculating the ball down the field. Bret Hart would call it the excellence of execution. I call it walking and chewing gum at the same time. Two offenses, the Dolphins and the Bills, that can run and pass the ball. An amazing concept that most of the NFL hasn't grasped for the last 5 years. I loved watching that game. I couldn't predict what the next play call was going to be from either offensive coordinator, which rarely happens in an NFL game. Teams that could go anywhere and do anything. I just want to point out two plays that I love from two Bills. I don't know which one I like more. Khalil Shakir catches a ball out in the left flat, and it looks like he's going to get tackled by one guy. He makes a miss. Then he splits two Dolphins, who I don't know how they didn't tackle him, and he makes about an 11-yard gain. And my favorite play of the game, James Cook on second and goal, gets swiped in the backfield, and he's going down,
yep.
Collects himself, and then does the sled drill with three giant humans because he's got running back legs. And I love that guy. As soon as he did that, I said, this is Big Ten football. And I just loved that game. I loved everything about that game. I loved Kevin Harlan on the call. His voice is like Marv Albert reignited for us without any of the scandal. I just love that football game, guys. Have a good day.
Thanks, Paul.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Shakir is so fun. He's so good. He's so easy to like. So easy to... Like, his plays consistently get you excited because... Like we pointed out on the pregame show, the throws to him, it's not surprising his efficiency is so high because there are a lot of, I don't say easy throws, they're easier button throws. His depth of target's not that far down the field. He's usually going to be in like that Beasley role, but he is Beasley with a ferocious yards after catch ability.
He's Beasley with Curtis Samuel.
Yeah, that's probably right.
The plays that he is so good at, the screen... He's done something that I don't feel like a Bill has been able to do in like 8 years.
Execute screens.
Every time they throw him a screen, it works. And I thought that was going to be Curtis Samuel, which like that's one element where I feel like they're getting away with Samuel is doing nothing for them and it's okay, is one of the things Samuel was supposed to come in and drastically improve was the screen game. And Samuel's not doing it. But Shakir is. So you're still getting those plays. And every time they throw it to him, it looks like he's finding a way to carve out four more yards than he's supposed to. He runs like a running back. And Cook on that, is anyone else amazed? Like he said, Cook's got running back legs. Anybody else amazed that James Cook is just a running back when you look at him out there?
Yeah.
Like he is so slender for a running back, you would think that he would break down or wouldn't be able to push forward in some of these plays for yardage. He just figures it out. He just does it. He's also so smooth.
Yeah.
He's got to figure out how to catch the freaking football sometimes.
He does catch it most of the time.
Most of the time, but his drop rate is, I think, like the highest of running backs.
I mean...
Like, one of every 10 is a lot, and that's about where he's at.
Yeah, there are three incompletions on 22 targets, Damon. Those are all probably drops, yeah. Louie in Ontario. Good morning, Lou.
Yeah, guys, thank you for taking my call. You guys do a great job, by the way.
Thank you.
You know what? I got two big points I want to make. First point, you know what? I never wanted to complain about the referees because you know what? If it comes down to that, you didn't do your job. However, those two holding penalties were nothing short of pathetic. And the NFL should look at these referees and say, you know what, guys? You need to go back to school. Okay. Now, my second point is this. And I'm really, really, really worried about this team, especially on defense. We have a leaky run defense, and our pass rush was nowhere to be seen. I know that Tua gets rid of the ball really quick, but we need a defensive lineman before the end of this trade deadline. We really, really do. And with those two injuries we got now, with Smoot and the other player, I can't remember his name, we need some more depth here. We need somebody. Because you know what? Josh Allen can't be Superman the whole game.
Yeah,
I'd like to hear what you guys got to say.
Dwayne Carter, I believe, is the other one you're thinking of that has an injury right now. The rookie
that they miss him a lot. I think they miss him a lot. He's just flash. Like, he's looked like one of their better players.
Could they add one, though, regardless? Even if they know, like, hey, he's going to be back in 3 weeks, would they add one anyway? They did add defensive tackle in the middle of last year. Who was the guy they brought in?
Linval Joseph.
That was off the street free agent. That wasn't a trade.
I remember that because was it the beginning of the season he was listed as a guy that they lost this year? Remember that?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Maybe it was a preseason game or something. Like, oh, yeah, Linval Joseph is gone.
I mean, this is even worth mentioning. It's not worth mentioning, but I'm going to mention it anyway. I did have the thought yesterday. I wonder what Aaron Donald's up to right now.
That's a thought.
But he's not coming back.
I mean, it's a thought.
And if he did, he's probably just going back to the Rams. But he's only, I looked it up, he's only 33.
Yeah.
Is there a defensive tackle they could trade for? Like, to me, that is maybe one of the higher, if I were to rank the ideas that they could trade for tomorrow, kicker now went from, like, to me, top of the list to, like, the bottom. They're not doing that now. Defensive tackle might be like top three.
Yeah, for sure. Receiver is one where Shakir is, I think they're thin. I think they're kind of thin. I thought they missed Cooper yesterday. Hollins showing up to make a couple plays is nice. Miami is not a defense.
Hollins had a good game.
Miami's not a defense where you would have this exposed. Like, before Cooper showed up, it was Arizona, Jacksonville. These defenses, you don't need your best receivers. Miami, I think you can get away with it. If you play Baltimore, you play Houston, you play Kansas City. Like, if Cooper is out for an extended period of time, I think they will obviously miss him against Kansas City. So, I don't know that there's another receiver trade in the making. Curtis Samuel being such a zero he's on the depth chart. It's almost like not having him. I don't know what role he could go into. If Shakir gets hurt, he doesn't step into that role. What role? He doesn't get targets on the outside.
He doesn't play right on the outside.
Josh Allen does not even look at him. So, do you need depth there? You need Curtis Samuel if you're talking about adding depth at receiver. It is Victory Monday. Sal joins us at 7. We'll get the injury report. We'll get his view from the sideline. You can hang out with us as well. Open phone line for those of you on hold. We'll get to you with Sal. 803-0550 on WGR.
A wobbler bounces at the Bills 39. Codrington takes it off a bounce up the sideline. 50, 40, and the punter has to knock him out of bounds. Bailey does it, but it's a beautiful drive start as Codrington did his best shortstop routine, took it off a hop.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season, but this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.